It's 8:59 on the ticket, Tuesday morning with the Musers, and time for Musical Musers, brought to us by Globe Life. Go to globelifep1.com, see what they can do for you. Also brought to us by Mullen & Mullen Personal Injury Law Firm. I'm your host this week, Junior. And this week there is only one really big show coming to town, and we're going to talk about this act. Because on Sunday and Monday, two nights and two nights only at the American Airlines Center, Dallas-Fort Worth welcomes Madonna. She is now 65 years old. That caught me a little off guard when I was prepping for this segment.
Yeah.
I probably would have guessed 58.
Yeah.
I don't think I realized she was 65.
Go ahead, George. But make some comments about how she doesn't act her age and that she should, according to you.
No. I don't think that. I think she's run out of bits. When she splashed on the scene 40 years ago, I thought she was the most incredible female performer ever.
I think a lot of people did, yeah.
And then she tried to be shock jock and...
You don't think grandma should still be shock jocks?
Ran that bit, and now she's still, yeah, still trying to be shock jock. And I guess, what, has she bought a mask that she's put over her face now?
Okay.
She's had a lot of work.
People are into body modification. There's nothing wrong with that.
This is the celebration tour.
Oh.
4 decades.
Didn't mean to rain on the celebration.
I believe these dates were rescheduled, by the way, from September. She was supposed to perform here in September.
That's what I worry about. If I get tickets to this thing, will she show up?
She's one of these
habitually late persons. Yeah.
It will, I believe, be sold out two nights, so she still commands an audience.
Is she still doing music? Like, she has a record out in the last couple of years, or?
Yeah, so the last album that she put out was in
1987.
Let's see here. Now, I mean, there have been like a couple of best of albums, but the last real album, it looks like, was Madam X in 2019.
Okay.
Somewhat recently. Now, she's had a lot of number one hits on the U.S. dance charts in the last many, many years, but she hasn't had a number one hit on the mainstream chart since 2000. So she started with these songs, which...
I had this record. Amazing.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. They were catchy. They were played nonstop on MTV in 1983 and 84. First album.
The videos were even better.
Yes. Every red-blooded American male stopped down for every Madonna video.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. She would get real pitchy, though, on that first album.
It's fine.
Yeah, every red-blooded American male didn't care about that.
No.
Didn't care about her getting pitchy.
Yeah. Why?
This
it's about her talent.
Holiday. And those were the best songs on that.
Gosh!
What?
Those are her best first songs? Two songs.
On that Madonna album, her
first
album.
Yeah, I'm just saying that album. Yeah. I thought that album was really good.
Those were good songs.
Yeah.
You didn't like a Virgin?
That was the next
album. That was the next
right?
one.
Right? Good?
I liked Weird Al's version better.
What was his called?
Like a Surgeon.
Oh, gosh.
So this song was... I didn't like a Virgin as much as the first album, but this song, Into the Groove, was on Like a Virgin. That was my favorite song on this album.
Yeah.
Did you guys like this song? This had a good beat to it.
No, I hated this song.
Really?
The best is the religious one. What's it called?
Yeah, that
was... Black Jesus.
I love this song and I love this video.
Like a Prayer? Like a Prayer. That's where she looked the best, too.
I thought this video was great, George.
Yes.
You're right.
The way she would dance.
Yes, she looked amazing in this video.
But this... Was this on this first record, or was it made just for that Chasing Amy movie? Was it on
it's
that
not
soundtrack?
Called Chasing Amy. It's Desperately Seeking Susan. Gosh. Idiot.
That's Craig a good idiot. Question. Let me see. Was it on the Like a Virgin album?
What song have you asked him about?
This song.
See, listen, she's all pitchy up there.
No, she's fine.
No, it was not. It was on Like a Virgin, the re-release in 1985.
Okay. That's the way I remember it. Just came out with this movie.
Okay.
Desperately Seeking Hot Dogs.
Taylor's version?
Yeah, Taylor's version.
Then she had True Blue.
Oh.
That was the Papa Don't Preach album.
Oh!
I wish someone would have preached her not to do that song.
Who's that girl? Open your heart.
Oh, my gosh. All of them.
Yeah, see, our songs got kind of throwy there. I don't know what happened.
Mm.
Then the Like a Prayer album.
There you go.
Now, you like that?
Yeah, play Like a Prayer. That bass line in the chorus is so great. And at first, I thought it was like a synth bass, but then I watched an interview with the actual bass player who came up with it. Like a Prayer, Madonna.
The Like a Prayer album was the last one that I thought was kind of old, vintage 80s Madonna.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think she really started to change.
Right. Play a little Like a Prayer by Madonna.
Just okay, give him a second. Jeez, right. Beats. He's sitting over there just like you're ordering food or something for a royal king.
I'll pull it up. Like a Prayer by Madonna. That's a great tune, and the video is awesome, too.
No, the video's disturbing.
Why is the video disturbing?
She took a lot of heat for that video.
Just because Jesus came off the cross and kissed her?
Was she making out with Jesus or something?
Maybe.
Was she?
But Jesus wants us to be his bride.
Oh, God. Now, see, that was... Shock, shock. Oh, gosh, this song is a throw.
You
like
nuts.
It because it sounds like a Cyndi Lauper song. That's why you like this song.
How many people can you insult in one sentence?
I don't
know.
You've
insulted me and Cyndi Lauper.
I don't know. How much trash music can you like?
I hate you.
This album
truly hate you.
Madonna was insulted in that sentence.
This album has maybe my favorite Madonna song, and that's Express Yourself.
Oh,
that's a phenomenal song.
Yeah, I don't like that song either.
Phenomenal song.
That's the Deadie.
Oh, what poop that is.
All right, what about this song? This song is off the I'm Breathless album. Did you guys like Vogue?
No.
See, I kind of like that song.
No, and I remember one time, as much as I like Kevin McCarthy, came on one morning and said, this song is changing music.
How? Wait. Hold on. I need a moment here.
I remember
Kevin McCarthy
yes.
of KLIF fame
yes.
came on the like air and Kevin said that Vogue was changing music.
Yes. If you listen to the production of this song, it's just a...
It's got great production, but...
You like Vogue but hate Express Yourself? They're not that different.
No, I hate Vogue. I hate this song, too.
Which is
I
mean, the one Junior. That... That's like the one Vogue. That Lady Gaga ripped off.
I thought it was this one.
Or is it Express Yourself?
I don't know.
Move to the poker face. Yeah, it was
no,
one.
It's not poker face. It was the, what's it? Okay, I'll find it.
All right, that is 90s Madonna. Now, what about this song? This is her last number one hit on the mainstream charts. Came out in 2000. Did you like Music?
Yeah, I kind of did.
I kind of like this song,
too.
This,
to me, went back to the 80s.
Okay, I'm hearing this for the first time today.
No, you're
yeah,
not.
This song
yes,
was
I
good.
Am.
So it's been 24 years since she had a number one hit on the mainstream charts, and this was it.
So it's Express Yourself and Born This Way are the same.
Okay.
Have very a lot of similarities.
You've heard this,
yeah.
Yeah, in the lobby of every high-end ultra hotel that the company will shove us in every once in a while. Where they got
you
cucumber
mean,
water out in the lobby and stuff like that.
You mean graciously put us up in?
Yeah. That's what I meant that? To say. What did I say?
Over the years, married to Sean Penn and Guy Ritchie, also had a child with Carlos Leon, and has dated many in the NBA, from Dennis Rodman to Brian Shaw.
Really? The entire Eastern Conference and Western Conference All-Star teams from like 85 to 89.
So what is her legacy?
I mean, it's mixed, right? It's a pretty big deal. I mean, she was at one time, the most successful female artist of all time.
Yep.
Yeah.
But I think
that's a really loaded question, though. What is her legacy?
Didn't Taylor eclipse her? Like, who's the greatest selling female artist of all time now? Taylor, right?
Yeah.
It's gotta be. Yeah.
But Madonna's top five with Beyonce, Taylor, Dolly, I don't know who you put in from country music or.
Yeah.
And was Madonna the first one to really have all the big stage elements and dancing that was. I mean, now every female artist seems like they have to have that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trailblazer for sure.
Yeah, she dated a few trailblazers, but we're on to the music part now.
Oh, sorry. But we're still on the NBA.
A little sports humor for you.
Well, that's our big show coming to town this week.
Big.
Madonna, Sunday and Monday, right next door at the American Airlines Center.
And you are not going.
I'm going.
Okay.
If any P1 happens to
Don't
have a couple extra
give him
sweet tickets.
Especially sweet tickets. Don't give those to him.